Well, we're back, and we're about to be joined by Mr. Bob Fisher, our associate producer. And we've just returned from a big trip to the city of Quebec, and he's going to fill in for Suzanne Wright, who is we've left up there somewhere. And good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Petit Bonhomme.
Yes, I almost forgot about that.
Do you want to tell people what that's all about?
You better do that.
Well, the Quebec Winter Carnival ambassador is Bonhomme, who's a snowman, this big snowman, and our host and friend, Roy Loy, very quickly became identified as the twin, one of the twins that was separated at birth from Bonhomme, and came to be known as Petit Bonhomme, Little Snowman.
Well, it was my white coat, obviously.
It was so interesting because the industry people, as they counted noses and made sure everyone was on the bus, you know, would say, so-and-so's here, where's Petit Bonhomme? Anyway, you really impressed them, Roy, and it was a great time, great fun.
It was a marvelous time.
And of course, you know, I'm just a little bit jealous that Suzanne is still up there, but
exactly.
About now, she's either at one of the spas, because they're doing the post trip and they're going from Little Inn in Quebec to Little Inn, and the weather is terrific there again. It's a bright sunny day. I checked the weather, and lots of snow.
Well, let's chat about her article, which is entitled "Great Architecture of the Prairie."
Yeah, and this is a really interesting thing for me to do now because it's really great to talk about somebody else's piece. And you know, I was just listening, riveted to John Berendt, and one thing he said that really impressed me, because I think it applies to everything that Suzanne writes, quite frankly. And he was talking about the transition from tourist to traveler and becoming privy to the inside story. That's more or less a quote from what he just said. And you and I both know what a wonderful writer Suzanne is, whether she's writing about Tahiti or whether she, as in this piece, is writing about Bartlesville, Oklahoma, where, and the title of the article is Great Architecture on the Prairie. And what she does in this piece, as you discuss with John Berendt, she really takes the reader from being a tourist to being a full-fledged, engaged, involved traveler. In other words, she gives them the inside story. And it's the photographs, first of all, are fantastic, right?
Absolutely, beautiful photographs.
Yeah, and what is so interesting about this place is the, first of all, it's a destination with drama. This is, you know, a lot of people come to the United States to visit to see, quote-unquote, American culture. Well, there are many American cultures. This, the story that Suzanne has written is very much in the genre of the American West culture. And it's very exciting because that particular, the American West culture, and especially represented by this city, is one of vision and entrepreneurship and pragmatism, and of course the prairie experience. But that first photograph on her page there, that towering, that soaring high rise, which stands out, was built in 1956, and it's designed by none other than Frank Lloyd Wright. And it's actually the only high-rise that he ever built finished. And I think what Suzanne does a beautiful job at in this article is showing how the architecture of Frank Lloyd Wright, which is really famous for its integration of community, integrating the way people live, the local landscape, and the buildings in which they live. And I think Suzanne has shown how this is so well done, not only with this particular building, Frank Lloyd Wright's, but there's several other really impressive buildings, the cultural center, for example, which is very much a prairie style building as well, and the heart of Bartlesville, which is also an artistic center. And I think what's so important about this is in the what I will call the Westward Ho movement, which was that great forward movement to the West, which required, you know, a lot of entrepreneurship, a lot of people with vision, people with courage, quite frankly. And I think what I see when I read this article and I look at the pictures, I see a destination in the United States that really represents some of the highest principles and some of the highest ideals of nation building. And of course, it's very much it's almost a pilgrimage place for anyone who's interested in American architectural heritage. And by the way, you know, I was thinking, you and I, how be we set up a company just, you know, building tours to Frank Lloyd Wright, the heritage right. places.
And I mean, so here it was done by Phillips, who was a bobber turned oil baron.
Right, and that's the other great story here too, and I go back to John Berendt too, and it's what Suzanne is showing here too is that the nature of storytelling, the nature of travel and travel writing, and when it's really really good, and quite frankly, Suzanne's pieces are always good in this way. There's a narrative in there that has character, characterization, setting. It's like Berendt said, it's a stage. And when a writer takes you into the destination, fully into the destination, you become, as John Berendt said, you become a player on that stage, and you walk around and you engage with the people. And of course, that also is it's the nature of life in places like Oklahoma and in the heartland, the rural heartland of the United States. I just want to make another point here because I was reading up on Frank Lloyd Wright, because you remember you and I had that great tour of the Frank Lloyd Wright
in Buffalo.
In Buffalo.
Yeah.
Which is again an amazing spot, and I now realize that I have been to some of the most famous Frank Lloyd Wright places, and each one is an incredible story in itself. But anyway, that Wright's architecture and it's very much the architecture and the lifestyle of this part of the United States. It's the term they use is organic architecture, which means it's living, it's alive. It's not just bricks and mortar and stone and roofing materials. And it's a bit of a stretch maybe, but it's a bit like Venice in that respect. You know, when John Berendt talked about Venice and the bridges aren't, you know, obstacles. They are transitions. You go from one reality to the other. And what Suzanne has done, especially visually in this article, with the with her photographs, the literary device is called juxtaposition. She has what she shows both through her words and the photography and the factual information. She shows the interconnectedness of different realities. So you have, ironically, you have a Manhattan-like skyscraper, and in the middle of the prairie, at the same time you have these great wildlife centers. The one which was developed by Phillips himself, and he made a significant contribution, I think, to an awareness. The area is called Woola Rock, which is an acronym meaning woods, lakes, and rocks.
Yeah, beautiful. I love
yeah.
it.
And I think the Bartlesville and all everything there is a perfect example too of the fully integrated destination. And of course, this is what we're always looking for in our feature, Rediscovering America. And as you know, you and I say time and time again that often we take for granted places we've been to or places we haven't been to, almost in our own backyard, and suddenly we describe something.
Right.
But I wonder if I can I read you a quote by Frank Phillips himself?
Go ahead.
This is, I'll end it on this. He said, this is way back when, too much time and money are spent on things which leave no record and which add nothing basically to the present or to the future. And he says, to build permanently and wisely is to the benefit of all mankind. The conservation of wildlife now will mean much to future generations. And I think that that says the whole story.
Wonderful thing. And quickly, as Bartlesville is easily reached in less than an hour from Tulsa. You can fly to Tulsa direct on Delta. And in under 2 hours, summers are hot and winter's cold. So aim for spring or autumn, as she says in the article.
And Suzanne's got a lot of really great hyperlinks there. So she's done all the homework for you.
Well, it's up on the site. And for those who have access to the computer, you can go to Rediscovering America and read Suzanne's article in depth and look at the photos. Bob, we got to run because we ran a little bit over with the previous one. I thank you for helping out with Suzanne, and we hope she's not buried in snow somewhere.
No, she's having a massage.
Yeah, hopefully so. Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Say hello to Johnny.
Will. Bye-bye.
Bye.